Today's Amud is Yevamos Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Zayin Amud Beis, seven lines from the top, by the words Elos Al Kedai Techamina. So on today's Amud, we actually have some very, very exciting developments. Finally, after four blot of Gemara, trying to figure out where we have such a Havamina from, that the Yibum should override Arayis, that we need a Leha to teach us otherwise. Finally, on today's Amud, on today's Gemara, we're going to see a teretz to the Gemara's Kasha. At least one Mahalach. Later, the Gemara is going to bring even a second Mahalach. That, Baruch Hashem, won't take as long. But on today's Amud, we have the Gemara's first Mahalach. So again, just a chazer over the Kasha. The Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis says that the Makar, that Yibam, doesn't override the Iser Laisaseh of Arayis, is from a drasha of Aleha. The pasuk's describing a person marrying his sister-in-law, and we have a drasha of Aleha, that Isra applies even b'makom Yibam. So just to dry out the case, it will be Nageh for later, that we have Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and we have Rachel and Leah are sisters, and Reuven goes and he marries Rachel, and Shimon goes and he marries Leah. So two brothers are married to two sisters. Nothing wrong with that. Reuven's married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. Reuven dies without having any children. So now Rachel falls to Yibum, to Shimon. The problem is that Shimon's already married to Leah. And so Rachel's his wife's sister. It's Achis Isha, it's his wife's sister. So the Torah, we have a drasha, Aleha, to teach us that in such a case where an Erva falls to Yibum, so we say that there's no Chiv of Yibum, she's Pater from Yibum, she then becomes Aser to do Yibum, that there's no Heter to do Yibum in such a case. And the Gemara wanted to know, why would I think that you could do Yibum? Where would you get it from that the Isra's, that the Mitzvah of Aseh, of the Mitzvah say of Yibum would override the Lois Asay Shish Bakaris of Arias? Why do I even need the drasha of Aleha to teach us that it's Aser to do Yibum in such a case? Why would I think that Shimon would be allowed to do Yibum with Rachel? It's his wife's sister. She's an Erva. She's a Chiv Karis. Why would I think that he's allowed to? So says the Gemara, we tried for many blah, trying to figure it out, that working midin aseidah chaleis asay, we found a makar for aseidah chaleis asay, but it didn't help us, we didn't find a makar that an asay could be daich chaleis asay sheesh bakaris, so why would I think that Yibam would override the Isser of Arayas? So says the Gemara now, seven lines in the top on Zainim Abayz, says the Gemara, Elas al kadai to chamina, and this is gonna be the first mahalach, says the Gemara like this, I would have thought the same, that Tasi Bamamitsinu Me'eshes Ach. You want to know what the Makar would be that Yibam would override the Isser of Arayas? The answer is that it would be from Eshes Ach. I would learn it out from Eshes Ach, which means I would learn it out from a standard case of Yibam. What's a standard case of Yibam? You have Reuven is married to Rachel. Shimon's, let's say, not married to anyone. Reuven's married to Rachel. And Reuven dies without having any children. So now Rachel falls to Yibam, to Shimon. Now, wait a second, isn't Rachel Aser to Shimon? Rachel is his brother's wife. It's his brother's ex-wife. It's Reuven's wife. It's Eshes Ach. Eshes Ach is one of the Arayis. And yet still the Torah says that you're allowed to do Yibam. So you see that the Torah is Mater, the Isser of Arayis for Yibam. Every case of Yibam is Arayis. Every case of Yibam, you're doing Yibam with an Erva. It's Eshes Ach. It's the Erva of Eshes Ach. So says the Gemara, I would have thought to say that Yibam should override Arayis, the Makar would be a Mametzinu from Eshes Ach. Ma Eshes Ach Miabma. Just like Eshes Ach, it's an Erva, and still the Torah says that you're allowed to do Yibam. So Af Achis Isha Tisyabim. I would have thought to say also in the case where Shimon is married to Leah, Shimon is married to Rachel's sister, and Reuven dies without having any children, that Shimon's allowed to do Yibam with Rachel. It's true she's his Achis Isha, but every case of Yibam is Eshes Ach. There's always Erva involved in Yibam, and still the Torah says it's Mutter. So in this case as well, I would have thought to say that Shimon's allowed to do Yibam, that Yibam's Mutter, even though it's with an Erva. And that's why I need the Drasha of Aleha, because without Aleha, I would have learned down a Mametzinu from Eshes Ach, that Yibam overrides the Isser of Arayas. However, says the Gemara, Midami, are they comparable? You can't learn out from Eshes Ach to from a regular case of Yibam to this case of marrying Achis Isha, to marrying your wife's sister, because Hasam Chani Sura. In a standard case of Yibam, where you have Reuven who's married to Rachel and Shimon's, let's say, not married, or not married to any sort of Erva of Rachel's, so Reuven dies without having any children, and so Rachel falls to Shimon, so it's true she's an Erva, she's Eishes Ach, but that's the only Erva at play. There's one Isser involved. The Isser is Eishes Ach, and the Torah says to do Yibam. Fine, so you can learn out from there in other scenarios where there's only one Isser, it's Mutter to do Yibam, Ein Achanami. But over here, says the Gemara, but over here, Hacha Trei Yisuri. But when it comes to Yibam with a different Erva, with a different Shem Erva, let's say by Achis Isha, when Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah, and this is going to be true about no matter which type of Erva Shimon is married to, but we're discussing Achis Isha, that's the Pasuk of Aleha. So when Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Rachel's sister Leah, and Reuven dies without having any children, so when Rachel falls to Yibam, she has two Isurim. She's number one, she's Eishes Ach, and number two, she's also Achis Isha. So you can't learn out from the standard case of Yibam. You can't learn out from Eishes Ach that you're allowed to do Yibam even by Achis Isha, because every case of Yibam with Achis Isha is always going to be two Isurim. Because besides the Isra of Achis Isha, she's also going to be Eishes Ach. She's also the Reuven's wife. So it's always going to be two Isurim. And the Rashba points out that even though the Gemara mentioned earlier as Svara, the Mali Isura Rabbo, Mali Isura Zuta, but over here it's two Isurim. That Avada we're going to differentiate between one Isur and two Isurim. So says the Gemara, how could you learn out from a Mamitzinu? How could you learn out from Eishes Ach? That just like Eishes Ach, the Torah was Matar Yibam with an Erva. So two other Arayas, the Torah is Matar Yibam with an Erva. When it comes to other Arayas, you're always going to have two Isurim, because besides that other Shem Erva, you're also going to have the Shem Erva of Eishes Ach, so it's going to be two Isurim. How can you learn out from a case of one Isur to a case of two Isurim? So says the Gemara, because Ma'u Tema, I could have thought, without Aleha, I would have thought to say a Svara that Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari. Interesting Svara. The Gemara is going to prove it in a moment. The Gemara says there's a Svara to say that it's true there are two Isurim in this case, let's say by Achis Isha, Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Rachel's sister Leah, and Reuven dies without any children. So it's true, when Rachel falls to Shimon, she's two Isurim, she's Achis Isha, and she's Eishes Ach. But once we find that the Torah was matter, the Eishes Ach for Yibam, so v'hayil v'ishtri ishtri, once the Torah was matter, once the ball is rolling, so let it keep rolling, and once we're matter one Isser, so let's be matter the other Isser as well. There's such a sara like that, v'hayil v'ishtri ishtri, once the Torah was matter, when there's one Isser, so even if you add another Isser, we'll be matter that too. V'hayil v'ishtri ishtri. The Gemara is going to prove that in a moment, but that's the Teretz now, that's the Teretz, that's why I would have thought that Yibam would override the Isser of Erva of Achis Isha, and Kamash Malan the Torah, the Drasha of Aleha, the Drasha of Aleha then teaches us that you're not allowed to do Yibam with Achis Isha, and we learn from there to all Arayas. But the Havamina that we were trying to find for so long, what was the Havamina that Yibam would override the Isser of Erva? The Havamina was to learn it out from a Mamatzinu, from the classic case of Yibam, from Eishes Ach, and even though here it's Turi Surim, but Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari. Once the Torah is Matar Eishes Ach, so for Yibam, so be Matar Eishes Ach, when there's another Isser involved as well. Now, where do you ever find such a klal, such a svara, a limud, a mido, I don't even know what to call it. Where do you find such a concept that we say hayel v'ishtri ishtri, that once the Torah was matarit for one Isser, so it will be matarit for two Isserim? Where do you find such a thing? So says the Gemara, the Tanya, it's like we learned in the Braisa. So the Gemara brings a Makar. Once again, the Makar is from the Parsha of Mitzayra. The Parsha of Mitzayra. So just a brief Akdama. We've mentioned already that a Mitzayra, on his eighth day of his Tahara, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he brings three karbanos, three kvasim. One as an oilo, one as a chatos, and one as an asham. And we mentioned that the Kayin takes from the dam of the asham, and he sprinkles it on the Metzaira. He sprinkles it on his right thumb. He sprinkles it on his right big toe. He sprinkles it on his right ear. On his right ear. He takes the dam and he sprinkles it on the Metzaira. Now, the truth is that really we're in a little bit of a pickle with how to do this zrika, with how to do this sprinkling. The reason why we're in a pickle is because, on the one hand, the dam is not allowed to go out with the azara. Dam of kachim is a psul of yaitzeh. It cannot leave the azara. The dam cannot go out of the azara. Okay, so the Metzaira will come to the Azara. The problem with that, the sugya that we had in Psachim, is that there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah asay, an iser asay, of shiluach machane, yishalchu min hamachane, mitzvah asay, that someone who's tameh has to get sent out of the camp. Now, depending on what type of tumah a person has, so he gets sent out at different distances. The halacha by a Metzaira, the halacha is that he's allowed to be in Machane Levia, which means he's allowed to be on the Harabayas. That he's allowed to be, meaning during his Tahara. But when, once he finishes his Tahara, now he's just a Mechusar Kippurim, right? He's on his eighth day. Ba'atim already, he finished his Tahara. It's only now on his eighth day, he just has to bring Karbanos, so he's called a Mechusar Kippurim. A Mechusar Kippurim, so he's allowed to be in Machane Levia, he's allowed to be on the Harabayas, but he's not allowed to be in Machane Shechina. He's not allowed to go into the Azara. So we're stuck. The blood, the dam of the Ashram is not allowed to go out of the Azara. The Metzaira, who's now just a Mechusar Kippurim, he did his 7 days of Tahara, he went to the Mikvah, he's all tar, but he's still a Mechusar Kippurim. A Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to go into the Azara. It's even a Chiyuv Kares for him to go into the Azara. So being that he's not allowed to go into the Azara, and the dam can't go out of the Azara, so what do we do? So the answer is like this. The Metzaira, what he does is he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't go into the Azara, but he goes through the Ezras Nashim, the eastern side of the Mizbeah, of the Beis HaMikdash. The Azara was the western half of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ezras Nashim was the eastern half. So he goes through the Ezras Nashim. He goes all the way till Shaar Niknor. Shaar Niknor was on Harabayis. It was in the Ezras Nashim. That was the gate that led into the Azara, or one of the gates that led into the Azara. In the Metzaira, he goes to this gate, he goes to Shaar Niknor, and what he does is he, instead he can't go into the Azara, but he sticks his right thumb into the gate. And the dam, the kohen then takes the dam and he sprinkles it onto his right thumb. So he sticks his right thumb in, he gets it out, he gets sprinkled on and he takes it out. He puts his right foot in, he takes his right foot out, and besides doing the hokey pokey, he then does the same thing with his ear. And like that, he gets sprinkled on by the dam of the carbon. That's the eitzah that we do. He can't go into the Azara, the dam can't go out of the Azara. The answer is he stands by the Shaar Niknor, and the kohen sprinkles, he sticks his hand and his foot through the gate, and the kohen sprinkles the dam onto him like that. Now that's all minastam. That would be a classic case of a Metzaira. He has 7 days of Tahara. On the eighth day in the morning, so he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and this is the process that he does. Things get a little bit more complicated when you have a Metzaira, let's say on the eighth day, the eighth morning, he wakes up, and he's a Baal Keri. Let's say he has Tumas Keri. So then the halachas are different. Because the halacha is that a Baal Keri, and Baal Keri is not allowed to go into Machane Levia. He's not allowed to go anywhere onto Harabayas. So if he's a Baal Keri, even if he goes to the mikvah, even if he goes to the mikvah, he still doesn't become fully tar until he has Harav Shemesh, until it's nightfall. Until then, he's called a Tful Yayim. The halacha is that even a Tful Yayim is not allowed to go into Machane Levia. The Tful Yayim, even the Baal Keri, even after he goes to the mikvah, until he has Harav Shemesh, until he has nightfall, he's not allowed to go into Machane Levia. He's not allowed to go onto Harabayas. We'll see in the Gemara, perhaps it's only at Issa D'Rabbanan, but he's not allowed to go into Harabayas. So now what's he supposed to do? He can't go by Shaar Niknor and stick his thumb and his toe into the gate, because he's not allowed to be in Shaar Niknor. He's a Tvul Yoyim. So in such a case, we'll have to wait till the next day. And a Hanami, and in such a case, the Metzaira won't be able to finish his Tahara process on his eighth day, because he can't go on to Harabayas. He's kicked out of Machane Levia. He's kicked out of Harabayas. So in such a case, and a Hanami, he won't be able to finish his Tahara process. Fine. So that would be a standard case of a Metzaira who's a Tful Yai. The Braisa that the Gemara brings now discusses a very, very interesting scenario. It says the Gemara, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa. And this Braisa, this is going to be the Makar for Hail of the Ishtri Ishtri. It says the Braisa like this, an interesting scenario. We have a Metzaira, Shechal Shmini Sholai Be'erav HaPesach. We have a Metzaira that the eighth day of his Tahara, the day that he brings his Karbanos and he gets sprinkled on, so the eighth day fell out on Erev Pesach. So far, so good. There's no problems. So he'll go, Zayir Pesach, what is it? Doesn't change anything. He'll go to the Shar Niknar, he'll stick his right thumb in, he'll stick his right foot in, take it out, and he'll become tar. He'll finish his Tahara process. It's Erev Pesach, and he'll go and he'll shachtes Karban Pesach, he'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, and everything's great. The problem over here, says the Braisa, is Vira Keri Bayayim, but he not only does he, on the eighth day of his mitzvah, of the mitzvah process, but of his Tahara process from Tumas Tzeras, but he also now, he saw Keri on that day. So now he, Vitaval, he went to the mikvah, but Lamaisa, he's still a Tful Yoin. So he said in a normal scenario where you have a Mitzaira who's also a Tful Yoin, who became a Valkari and he went to the mikvah, he's not allowed to finish his Tahara process on that eighth day. He can't go to Shar Niknar. The problem over here is that we're stuck because it's Erev Pesach. He needs to bring his Karban Pesach. So if we're not going to let him into Shar Niknar to do the Zrika, so then he's not going to be able to be tar, and he's not going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So what do we do in such a scenario? So says the Braisa, if you have this case, you have the Mitzaira who becomes a Baal Keri on the eighth day. So normally we tell him, wait till tomorrow to finish your Tahara. But it's Erev Pesach. We can't just wait till tomorrow. He has a Chiv of Karban Pesach. It's a very Chamer Asay. It's an Asay Sheyesh Bakaris. So says the Braisa, what do we do? So Amru Chachamim, Chazal said, that Afal Pi, She'ain Tful Yoyim Acher Nichnas, even though when it comes to a different Tful Yoyim. Normally, ordinarily speaking, a Tful Yoyim, we don't allow him to enter on Tahara Bayis, but Zeh Nichnas, this Tful Yoyim, we allow him to enter on Tahara Bayis, we allow him to go to Shar Niknar, and he'll finish up the process as normal. Ah, he has an Isser, he's not allowed to go on Tahara Bayis, says the Chachamim, but Mutav Shiyava Yasei Shiyesh Bakaris, it's better that we should stick with the Asei which carries Karis with it, the assay of Karban Pesach, the Yidche assay She'im Baikares. And that's going to override the assay of Yishalchum and Amachana, of Shiluach Machanais. That will override the Isser assay that the Tful Yoim is not allowed to be on Harabayas. It's true, he has an Isser, he's not allowed to be there, but the assay of that has Kares, the assay of Karban Pesach, will override that assay and will allow this Mitzayra to go onto the Harabayas, who's a Tful Yoim, will allow him to go into the Tahara Bayis and to finish his Tahara process. Now, before we continue, the Gemara just speaks out parenthetically that Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explained that Dvar Taira Afilu Asei Lespe. Now you should know that the Tful Yoim is not allowed to be on Harabayas, it's Midaraisa, there's nothing wrong. It's not even, the Midaraisa, there's nothing wrong with the Tful Yoim being on Harabayas, and the Raya to that, it's only Dindarabanan, it's really even in Nisidarabanan. So Kol Shekain, the Asei of Karban Pesach, which is an Asei that has Kares, could override this Isidarabanan of the Tful Yoim being on Harabayas. Now what's the Makar? It says Rabbi Yochanan, How do I know that Midaraisa there's nothing wrong with the Tful Yoyim going on to Harabayis? It's only just the Nisa de Rabbanan. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'yamud Yoyishafa b'kahal Yehuda l'fnei achatzer achadasha. The Pasuk says that he stood l'fnei achatzer achadasha. So my chatzer achadasha, what does he mean that he stood by the chatzer achadasha? Rabbi Yochanan explained that the Pasuk means to say, Shechidshu badvarim. That it was a chatzer, a chadasha, that Yahushua was mechadish something about the chatzer. He was mechadish something about Harabayas. What was he mechadish about this chatzer? What was he mechadish about Harabayas? Va'amru, and they said that Tful Yoim lo yichnas lo yikanes lamachna leviyah. What they were mechadish is that a Tful Yoim is not allowed to go on to Harabayas. He's not allowed to go on to machna leviyah. So you see, it's not a din d'araisa. It was a takana of Yahushua, and therefore kol shekin that the Aseh Sheyesh Bakaris of Karban Pesach will override this Isser Aseh, especially if it's only Durabanan, this Isser Aseh for a Tful Yoim to go on to Har HaBayis. Now, Ba'amar Ula explained, and Rashi fills in the blank. Rashi explains like this. Ba'amar Ula was still bothered by something. Ula was bothered like this. This that we allow the Metzaira to go to the Shar Niknar, and he sticks his thumbs, he sticks his big toe, his big finger, and his thumb into the Azara. Be'etzem, that should be a problem. There's a machlaikis, if Bia b'miksas Shema Bia or Loi Shema Bia, is when a person goes in with parts of his body into the Azara. Is that called that he's in the Azara, or is that not called that he's in the Azara? So the shita of Ula is that bia b'miksas shma bia. Ula understood that even if a person doesn't go fully into the azara, even if he just does a bia b'miksas, so again, to some people putting their fingers into the cracks by the kaisal maravi, but linyanenu. So says Ula held that if a person just puts a little bit of his body onto harabayis, or in this case into the azara, so that's considered a bia. That's called that you're in the Azara. And if so, we're stuck over here. If so, this, that the Metzaira is allowed to do this, that the Metzaira is allowed to stick his thumb, he's allowed to stick his big toe into the Azara, fine, that's what the Torah says. That's how the Torah says he has to become Tar. That's the only way he could do it. So that's fine, that works out. That even though going on into the Azara as a Mechusa Kippurim is an Isser Kares, but fine, we'll allow that because that's what the Torah said. But how are you going to allow, if he's also a Tful Yoim, and it might be true that a Tful Yoim only has an Issa D'Rabbanan to be on Har HaBayis, but he has a Chi of Kares, he's not allowed to go into the Azara, so, and if you hold Bia B'miksah Shma Bia, how are you going to allow, how could the Braisa say that we allow this Tful Yoim to stick his thumb, to stick his big toe into the Azara? A Metzaira, fine, we allow him to do it, because that's what the Torah says. But this Tful Yoim, he has an Issa, he has a Chi of Kares to go into the Azara, and Bia B'miksa. So how could the Aseh of Karban Pesach, even though it's an Aseh Sheyesh Bakares, how could that override the Aseh Sheyesh Bakares of the Tful Yoim going into the Azara? We explained it. You could go into Har HaBayis, fine, because the Aseh of Karban Pesach has Kares, and going onto Har HaBayis is not a Chi of Kares, fine. It may not even be an Isidah Raisa, great. But how do we allow him to stick his finger into the Azara? That's already a Chi of Kares. So V'amar Ula explained that how is it? What's the mechanics? How is it that we allow this Mitzayra, who's also a Tful Yoim from his carry, how do we allow him to stick his finger, to stick his thumb, to stick his big toe into the Azara? Matam, what's the reason? What's the heter? Said Ula, Hayo v'hutter l'tzaratoi, hutter l'keryoi. Ula said what we call Hayo v'ishtri ishtri. Says Ula, once the Torah was matter, this Mitzayra, to put his big thumb, to put his big toe into the Azara, and even though he's a Mitzayra, he still has, he's a Mechusar Kippurim from his Tzaras, and still the Torah allows him to put his big toe and to put his thumb into the Azara, even though it's a Chi of Kares, the Torah was matter it. So we'll, once the ball is rolling, we'll let it keep going, and we'll say Hutter L'Keriyoy, we'll say that it also allows him as a Tful Yoim of his carry, also to stick his thumb and to stick his big toe into the Azara. Hayol V'ishtri Ishtri, once the Torah was matter it for his Tzaras, so we'll say that the Torah is matter it for his carry. So now, just to bring it back, L'Nyanenu, to our Sugya, says the Gemara, this is the Havamina that we've been longing for, that we've been waiting for. What was the Havamina that Yibam would override the Isser Erva of Achis Isha? Did I need a Leho to teach us that it's Aser? It's because I would have said, Hayol V'ishtri Ishtri, I would have said, learn from a classic case of Yibam. Yibam always involves an Erva. It involves an Erva of Eishes Ach, and the Torah says it's Mutter. So learn from there that even if she's also an additional Erva, even if she's also your wife's sister, Shimon married Leah, Rachel's sister, even still he's going to be allowed to do Yibam, because once the Torah was Matter Yibam, even though it's Isser of Eishes Ach, so Hayol V'ishtri Ishtri, we can be Matter it even when there's a different Isser, when there's an Isser of Achis Isha. However, in that kamash mulan aleha, then no, he's not allowed to do yibam. However, ask the Gemara, mi dami, is it really comparable? Could you really compare our case of yibam to the hayol v'ishtri ishtri of Ula? Mi dami l'du Ula, is it really comparable to Ula's case? Teinach heicha denasa meis v'achakach nasa chai. Meaning what the Gemara is saying is like this. In Ula's case, Ula was very specific in his wording. Ula said, how does Hayel V'Ishtri Ishtri work? Since the Torah was mapped to him for his tzaras to go into the Azara, to do a Biyam Mikzas into the Azara, so once we have that the Torah was mapped to him for his tzaras, and now he becomes Tameh for a different reason, he becomes a Balkari, he becomes a Tful Yoim, so we'll extend the Heter in Hayel V'Ishtri Ishtri, once the Torah was already mapped to it for his tzaras, we'll say that the Torah will now be mapped to it as well for his new Tuma as well. So Tena Chechad, so if you want to compare that to Yibam, Tena Chechad Nasa Meis V'Acher Kach Nasa Chai. So that would make sense if you have a case where the brother who died got married first. Reuven is the brother who died. If Reuven got married first to Rachel, V'Acher Kach Nasa Chai, and then Shimon got married to Leah, so that would be comparable. Because in such a scenario, Rachel was first in Eishes Ach, Rachel, since Reuven got married first, so Klape Shimon, Rachel to him was first in Eishes Ach, first she was his brother's wife, and then Shimon got married to Leah, so then Rachel became Achis Isha. So then you could say, the Migu, the Ishtri, Isser, Eishes Ach, Migu, that the first Isser goes away, the Isser of Eishes Ach, once the ball is rolling, because the Isser of Eishes Ach is there and it goes away, so Ishtri, Nami, Isser, Achis Isha, so then we could also get rid of the Isser of Achis Isha. El Nasa Chai, V'Acher Kach Nasa Meis, but if you have a case where Shimon got married before Reuven, first Shimon married Leah, and then Reuven married her sister, Reuven married Rachel, and Reuven died without having any children, so that in such a case, Isser Achis Isha Kadim. First Rachel was Achis Isha. Only afterwards, when Reuven married Rachel, did Rachel become Eishes Ach. So in such a case, you don't have the Sfar of Hayel V'Ishtri Ishtri, because Eishes Ach wasn't there first. And really says the Gemara, V'afilu Nasa Meis Nami. And even really if Reuven gets married first, even when Reuven gets married to Rachel first, so Tina Hecha D'Nasa Meis Umeis V'Acherka So we could compare this case to Ula's case only in a scenario where Reuven got married to Rachel, so Rachel was Eishes Ach, and then Reuven died, and only after Reuven died did Shimon marry Leah. So then, when Reuven died, Rachel was to Shimon, Rachel was an Eishes Ach, and the Torah is Matarit. So then, when Rachel, then we add on to Rachel the Isser of Achis Isha, because then Shimon went ahead and he married Leah, so we could say, Hayel V'Ish Ishtri, and we could understand that there's a Hava Mina that Yibam would override the Isra of Achis Isha because you would have this Asfara of Hayel V'Ishtri Ishtri. The Chazi laid the Beini Beini because Rachel was originally fit to Shimon as Eishes Ach. She already was Chal V'Heter. So now you could say Hayel V'Ishtri Ishtri because there was a time and place where the Heter was Chal. As soon as Reuven died, Rachel was Be'emes Mutter to Shimon. She was just Eishes Ach, and the Torah says in such a case to do Yibam. So once the Heter was Chal, and then another Isser comes in, we could say, Hayel V'Ishtri Ishtri. Alanasa Meis V'Loi Meis. But if Reuven, even if Reuven gets married first, if Reuven gets married first to Rachel, and before he dies, V'Acher Kach Nasa Chai, and Shimon gets married, and before Reuven dies, so at that point, once Shimon marries Leah, Rachel is an Eishes Ach and an Achis Isha. There was never a Heter that was Chal. So Leichazir Leichlal. Now when Reuven dies, she never becomes fit for Shimon. You can't say Hayel V'Ishtri Ishtri. When was the Torah Ishtri? When did the Torah give a Heter? The Heter was never Chal. Miloi Maidi Ula, L'chaira Ula even is Maida, Shemra Keri Belel Shmini, that if the Mitzairah would see Keri on the night of the 8th, before the Mitzairah ever got the Heter, before he was ever chayiv in the karbanos, before he was ever chayiv in the zrika and the sprinkling, so if already then he became a bal keri, she'ein machnes yadav lebohinos, so then we don't let him put his hands into the azara, because he never had a time where the heter was chal. He never had a time. He never had a hayel v'ishtri to then say hayel v'ishtri ishtri. He never had the first heter. It's only in the case where he on the 8th day in the morning he becomes a balkari, because then as soon as he woke up on the 8th, really as soon as it was daybreak of the 8th, he was supposed to go to the azara and he had a heter to put his thumbs into the azara, and then he became a balkari.
so you could say once he already had a hefter, Hayov Ishtri Ishtri. So the only case of Yibam, if you would want to compare Yibam to the Yisayid, to Ula's Yisayid, of Hayov Ishtri Ishtri, really would only work in one case. It would only work when Reuven married Rachel, and Reuven dies. So now it's Chal a hefter on Rachel to do Yibam with Shimon, and Shimon then goes ahead and he marries Leah. So now, in addition to Rachel being an Ashes Ach, she also becomes Achis Isha. So then you could say Hayov Ishtri Ishtri. But in any other case, you don't have Hayov Ishtri Ishtri. So why do you need a Leah to teach us that you can't do Yibam with Achis Isha? Why would I think that you could do Yibam with Achis Isha? You don't have Hayov Ishtri Ishtri. So says the Gemara, Aleki Itztrich, a Leah, Hecha Denasa Meis, Umeis, Vachar Nasachai. The drasha of Aleha will only be for that one case, in that one scenario where Reuven marries Rachel and he dies before Shimon ever marries Leah. There it is Shayach Hayel v'Ishtri Ishtri. So in that case, there would be a havamina to say that Reuven would be allowed, that Shimon would be allowed to do Yibam with his wife's sister, that he would be allowed to do Yibam with Rachel, who's now also Achis Isha, because she was already got a heter al Teishas Ach. So now I have the svara of Hayel v'Ishtri Ishtri, and that's the case where the Torah said Aleha. So we've been trying to figure out, why does the Torah need to say Aleha? Says the Gemara, this is the end of the first Mahalach, says the Gemara, it's needed for in a case where you have a svara of Hayel v'Ishtri Ishtri. In such a case, I would have thought to say that Reuven, that Yibam would override the Isra of Achis Isha, that Shimon would be allowed to do Yibam because you have a Sfar of Hayel v'Ishtri Ishtri, and that's why I need Aleha, Kamashma and Aleha, that even in such a case, Shimon is not allowed to do Yibam with Rachel.